quick has to do with the Grand Trunk Pacific. There was no highway. In fact, there was an old road to Aldermere, which may have been the Telegraph Trail, and before that there was what we refer to as the Grease Trails. The reason Quick exists and the reason the bridge exists is essentially because of the railroad and the realization that there was commercial activity on the other side of the river. And before that, there was an Aboriginal settlement here, like it, and extended from upriver from Talqua through what we call Hubert. And to personalize it, a lady named Sarah Joseph was probably the longest living resident of Quick when we arrived in the 70s. But I think we're traditionally on, the Quick Bridge is probably on Lixulu territory, which is Small Frog. So I think it's interesting, I think it's important to acknowledge that. In fact, you can still see remnants of I think, pit houses or underground storage facilities downriver from me.
Tell me what significance the bridge holds for the community.
Well, I'd call it a link, first of all. So in Quick, the bridge is a link between the south and the north side of the river. So it provides... It's a trading opportunity. It's a social cultural link because we've been able to save Round Lake Hall, the Quick Church. The Quick Bridge is a focal point for local residents. I mean, people often get married in the Quick Church. Something to keep in mind. And come to have their wedding photos taken on the bridge and then party at Round Lake Hall. So I think that's maybe a good example of the social cultural connection.
This discussion about what's to happen with the bridge is over a decade long. The Quick Bridge Committee, for which you're a member of, 10 years ago seemed to be having these conversations, which, you know, we're talking about costs, but also options. So why has there been this standstill since 2010 to 2021?
Well, I don't know if we can call it a standstill. I mean, again, this is an opinion, but the last structural repairs, that is, maintenance of any significance, hasn't been done. There's been none, not in a decade, but since 1991. So essentially, the bridge is deteriorated because of lack of maintenance. And also because it's not a major transportation link. It has low, a gross vehicle weight that's only made for light vehicles. Locals like that because, first of all, the roads, the connecting roads, the Quick East and West Road are really not to industrial standards. You have to, on the East Road in the winter, you have to sometimes hit the ditch to avoid the school bus because the roads are so narrow. So some people now that need to visit their neighbors that live in the immediate vicinity of Quick Bridge, that need to visit their neighbors on the north side or commute to work in Talco or Smithers or Houston, they park their cars. They have one car on this side and one on the north side so that it's safer access for shopping. So if a neighbor who's a musician wants to attend a musical event, or we want to be the audience at Round Lake Hall, we have to drive 30 k's now instead of 4.5. So that's severing the link that connected both sides of the valley.
Yeah. And so without work being done, but there being proposals of repairs, because I've seen a consultant's report of the condition of the bridge, where the general condition of, you know, ranges from, there are some that are labeled poor, but they're generally pretty fair and looks like it could use, could do with replacement of timber parts. And it's, with this being a timber frame truss bridge, the components can be replaced, which is one of the benefits of a wooden truss bridge. So why does the Ministry of Transport and Infrastructure want to change it to concrete in the discussions that you've had and in correspondence that you've had?
Well, the question is why replace over repair? Well, their point of view is that it's too costly doing that kind of long-term maintenance, despite the fact that at least one inspection report says the bridge can be maintained at significantly less cost. I think one suggestion was 20% of replacement if the wood structure was repaired. But of course, that would be at a much lower GVW. It means it would be essentially a residential commuter bridge and wouldn't support heavy industrial traffic.
And right, which it currently doesn't.
Yeah, it hasn't since the 50s when logging trucks were much smaller. So I suspect roads and bridges are mostly for the facilitating the transportation of material goods, just like railroads.
Part of preserving what exists now, and especially with what you've said of, you know, why put the bridge before the road sort of thing, if there's talk about growth and more industry being able to use this passage. But what else, I mean, kind of taking a bit of a wider view as well, what else is lost in a destruction of a bridge like this? I mean, I had a quote from someone from Forest Lands and Natural Resources about nesting sparrows. So there's talk about, you know, the destruction of some ecological and biological facets that then would be destroyed because of construction. Is that something that you care about and that you think about as well? Or, you know, I think it's important for you to stay focused as well, but is your focus more on the heritage aspect and keeping Quick a quiet community?
Well, we're not anti-development, and I think my colleague made the point that we're not wood bridge preservationists. To see that the bridge had been maintained as the ministry said it would in a reasonable state of repair. And essentially, from my personal point of view, it's a war on waste, and it's, I think, that wood bridges are not really passe. They're something like timber frame structures that can be redesigned, reinvented, and or can be made a safe alternative to steel or concrete with a much lower carbon footprint. So we do have a historical aesthetic sensibility.
So what do you think is a common misconception about this bridge, about the bridge, that you'd like to clear up for people?
Well, again, we've made the point that we're not preservationists. We're just looking for credible maintenance. In other words, the bridge can only be preserved if you use at a purity level, if you use old growth fir, which is very difficult to access now. But much of the timber structure could be replaced with engineered wood product, which is essentially painted, treated glue lam that has a rather lifespan. And concrete's a magic material, but you could compare the cost of replacing or repairing wooden timbers with the cost of the new skin on the Smithers Bulkley crossing, which was concrete, and it was dying because of road salt and what's called spalling. So I suspect that was a very extensive contract. And lots of the concrete surface bridges in northern BC need, maybe not constant, but considerable maintenance within probably a 30, 40-year lifespan. In fact, there are concrete and steel bridges in BC that have been abandoned or replaced, and they're less than 50 years old. So I'm not a materials specialist. I just know that it's possible. Well, just today, December 16th, we got a letter from Minister Fleming, which pretty much echoes what we were told by a project manager from Stantec Engineering, who seemingly wrote a letter on behalf of the district explaining what we were actually told a couple months ago, is that firstly, that we were told by, on a Zoom call, in fact, that repairs to the conditions which led to its closure would be the most expeditious way of reopening the crossing for light traffic through the winter, but that never happened. And secondly, we were told that the ministry was concentrating on designing and engineering a new replacement crossing, and they didn't want to spend any time hiring contractors to do what might be a temporary repair. Which was kind of annoying, because the Kispiox Bridge, which is a similar structure, although not nearly as impressive, it was suffering injury, and it was repaired from a piece of metal on the front of a plow truck, I think, and it was repaired in a matter of days. There's agreement that, you know, there's many of the structural members of the Quick Bridge need replacing or repairing using modern technology. There's no disagreement on that. The disagreement may be over cost, but that's been variable over the years. I think the proposed replacement cost that can be found on the ministry's website is $3.8 million. And, of course, the conditional assessments that we've seen they just talk about what should be maintained and replaced. We haven't been able to get repair cost estimates.
Thanks to David for his time and the binders of information he gave me to become more familiar with this project, as well as the Quick Bridge Committee. As you can hear, he and many other members of Quick wish that they were more involved in this situation in regards to the ministry. But now we'll hear from Rena Gibson from the Ministry of Transportation about the inevitable demolition and construction of the bridge.
Hi, Pamela. Thanks for having me. I'm Rena Gibson-Protzner, District Manager for the Buckley-Stikine District of the Ministry of Transportation.
Thank you, Rena, for speaking with me. So today we're talking about the Quick Bridge, which I know has been it's not able to facilitate vehicle traffic right now. It's been shut down for a little while. And after speaking with the residents of the Quick Bridge Committee, I've had some questions that I'd like to have the ministry's point of view on. So would the ministry consider replacing elements of the bridge rather than replacing it totally with a steel and concrete structure?
We understand the importance of the bridge to the community and to the association, and we're committed to a safe and reliable crossing at the Buckley River at Quick Station. Unfortunately, keeping the current bridge isn't practical. We've replaced many components to extend the serviceability of the bridge, but ultimately it is a wooden structure and it's exceeded its design life. It's actually a wooden Howe truss, and it's over 100 years old. So it's been a great value to the people of BC and to the community.
And is there a design in place that the ministry is proposing? The residents or a resident that I spoke to said that they haven't seen one.
Yeah, there we don't have one in place yet, but it's in detailed design phase, the project. And I encourage people that are interested to go to the website. There's a project website, and you can sign up, put your email address in, and get emailed updates when the site is updated. And I think that there will be a design coming soon.
Okay, and then who at the ministry would meet with the Quick Bridge Committee to discuss the tech and design details in order to find a common ground for the construction, or is that not really what the ministry is proposing?
We've met with the Quick Station Association more than once. I have met with them along with our bridge area managers, met with them, and we're happy to meet and talk anytime.
Okay. So what is the replacement structure, just to be clear, that that the ministry is proposing for the Quick Bridge?
We do have an invitation to quote right now for the bridge. We had considered an acro bridge, which is a steel structure.
Yeah. And is the ministry looking to hire regional or local contractors for that work?
It'll go out to tender.
Okay, yeah. And just to be clear, then, will that also be uploaded to BC Bid then?
I believe so, but I'd have to get back to you on that. But I don't do tendering, but that is how we do our tenders. And I would assume this would be going in the same direction. And it will be on, like I said, on the website. I encourage people to sign up.
Yeah, and I'll make sure that I link to that page as well, because I do know the page that you're speaking of, the Quick Bridge specific one. Just then, kind of looking forward, because I did also see on that page on the BC Gov site that it's slated to happen in kind of late winter, early spring. And so when the ministry is creating the tender for the work, are you also considering ice cover?
Yeah, there's many things that we consider when we're doing a bridge replacement. There's a fine timeline to make sure that we do consider, you know, the time of year, ice, bird nesting windows, all kinds of things. There's many different disciplines that work together to make sure that we, hit everything correctly.
Is it a replacement contract or demolition and removal contract that's going to be released?
Part of the project will be removing the existing Howe truss.
Mm-hmm. And when does that work? Do you think that it will be completed in spring, and there'll be a new bridge ready for use, like an end of spring, mid spring in 2022?
That is my hope. These things all take time, and all of the catastrophic events that happened in the interior of our province earlier this, or I guess it was last year, have also affected the busyness of all the contractors out there. Mm-hmm. So my fingers are crossed that we will, I'm confident that we'll have a new bridge in this year. And I hope we are with the timelines of late spring. And if that changes, we'll try to let people know as soon as we can by updating the website.
Does the ministry have a plan in place to make sure that the residents feel involved in this decision and the process as it rolls out?
I believe that we've included them we've been very open and transparent in what we're doing about the bridge replacement. We understand the importance of the bridge to the community. But like I said earlier, the current bridge is over 100 years old. It's been a great value to the community and to the people of BC. Unfortunately, it's just not practical to keep it. Mm-hmm. And we've met with them numerous times on site and would continue to meet on site.
Okay. My last question, and this is just because I am, I'm a bit of a hipster, so I like old things. But my last question is, will there be anything that the ministry would include in the work to be done to sort of memorialize the bridge because of its history and because of its just its, you know, duration of lasting 100 years. Will there be anything to sort of memorialize that, that the ministry would particularly do or ask the contractors to include?
It's a really great thought, and we've had it too. It's been, like I said, a great old bridge. It's been there for a really long time. And I know we've spoken about it at the ministry, and we don't have specific plan in place, but we will do something to commemorate.
Is there anything else that you think people should know about the Quick Bridge or the ministry's bid to create tenders and who you're looking for consultants? Is there anything else that you think is important for our listeners to know?
Again, I really encourage people to go to the website and sign up for updates. That'll be our venue for letting people know, when we have a design and when it goes to tender, and, keeping people updated on timelines. And so I do really encourage that. And I'd like to thank you, Pamela, for taking the time to ask me these questions. And I hope it helps.
It definitely does. Thanks so much, Rena. I really appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.